And during the month of January and all the time you spend with Hilton attending the meetings with Hilton, had you and him discussed what your role would be once everything became official and he became the new owner of the Houston Comets?
Yeah, that's kind of a funny story. That first night we met at Piccadilly, Reggie Dixon had told me, he says, you know, Hilton's a pretty direct guy. When he wants something, he's going to reach out and get it. So after I gave Hilton my business and marketing outline, my business and marketing plan outline, he looked at me and said, so, okay, D, as he calls me, my friends call me, he said, look, D, what do you want? What do you want to do? I said, Hilton, you got to be careful. I don't know if you're ready to ask that question now. And he said, so no, I'm asking it now. What do you want to do? What are your role to be? What do you want your role to be on the team? He says, I know what I want you to do on the team, but I want to, you know, I want to know what, if you're interested, and besides just, you know, helping convince me to buy the team, if you want to come on board. So I looked over at Reggie and said, do you want me to tell him? And he says, well, can you call him and tell him? So I told Hilton, I said, look, let me put it to you like this. I said, if I come on board with the Comets, I'm only going to report to one person, and that's you. I said, that will have to be my only stipulation. I said that I want to report to one person. I says, now, whatever you call that in terms of a title, whether it's CEO, president, GM, I says, all I know is I want one direct line of communication. If I'm going to do this thing right, and do justice to, you know, our season ticket holders who are the best fans in the league, it has to be done, you know, the right way. And I said, I don't want to take a chance that there's anyone in between me or you that can take us away from that plan. And I says, and at the time, he was still, his candidate was Reggie Dixon. And he says, well, he says, I'm not a basketball person. It sounds like, he says, I have never met anybody this, who know this much about the sports business side and the basketball side. And I says, well, you got a good guy here in terms of Reggie who really understands people as well and really knows his X's and O's in basketball. So I think we can make a formidable team and we can add the right pieces. And I said, there's no reason why we can't put together the best front office in the WNBA. So we all, you know, shook hands on it and walked away that day. You know, Hilton said, well, then I guess I got me a GM and somebody to lead the purchase of the team. So that's how I initially came on board. I never had any expectations but to be, you know, the number one guy that was coming from Hilton.